live one.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Mary and Gary are going to join us today. Gary and Mary, if you have your phone on mute, can you unmute it for a second? I just want to make sure you guys are on and we can hear you clearly.
Blessings, Brother Jim and Linda. How are you tonight?
Yes, great, great. I hear you loud and clear. You guys hearing us loud and clear?
Yes, you're loud and clear. Thank you. Praise God.
Okay, go ahead and mute your phone and we'll get back to you, okay?
Thank you very much.
God bless. I'm just going to give a message in a minute here, and or me. Yeah, I do. I thought you were going to give the message. Okay, I'll give the message. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and give a message then. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and give a message. First, I'm going to pray for the show tonight. I want to bind any spirits of chaos, disruption, and command them to be silent and be still. And I pray for ears that are clogged to be open, eyes of understanding to open, and hearts of stone to turn to hearts of flesh to receive the gospel, the words of truth that are going to come forth tonight. And not only for tonight, for anybody who archives this and hears a message and says, hey, that's for me. You can still receive it because the word of God does not come back void. Everything we say tonight is for someone, and not just one person, like I said, for multiple people. And those of you that we can't get to tonight to pray for, just listen, because I believe there is something here for you, but you can just stand up. If we're praying for somebody to receive something or to get something off them, or you can stand in the gap and say, hey, I need that for me too. And I would suggest getting a pen and paper just in case you need to write down a phone number or a scripture or something that we give you. I like to tell people when we're praying for you, look at the time on your clock, write it down. And this way you can archive it tonight, tomorrow, go back, and you can go fast forward it to that time and you can hear your word again. And you got your pen and paper. I'm going to give you a phone number to text Randy. This is a number that you can say, hey, I need prayer now. I know you're in the host queue. A lot of you already pressed one and got your hand up. But there are some people that maybe haven't been prayed by any of us. Maybe they're new callers. Maybe they haven't called in months, or they've never been prayed for by us. And I'm suggesting to those people to go ahead, text Randy at the number I'm going to give you and say, hey, I need prayer right away. This is my number and this is my name. Please get to me as soon as you can. And I'm going to give you the phone number now. 214-505-8719. That's 214-505-8719. That's to text Randy that you need prayer right away, and we'll try to get you as soon as possible. Otherwise, we're going to go with the queue of people who put their hands up when they pressed one, when they dialed in. This way, they go to the top of the list, and we'll pray for them, and we'll try to go in order. Okay, well, praise God. Yeah, I was going to give a little testimony about yesterday, and my wife and I, we went out to the restaurant to eat, and actually the waitress wasn't doing very well serving us, and I was, you know, asking a lot of her, you know, we're ministers. I don't want to, you know, not tip her or anything or tip her too low. I mean, you know, I want to tip her decently, and I just prayed about it, and well, anyway, she came over to the table, and I, through the Holy Spirit, I want to say it's not I, it's through the Holy Spirit, I asked her, can we pray for you? So Linda and I ended up praying for her. And before we even, I guess it was before we prayed for her, I think I said something like, hey, how's it going? And she started telling us what was going on. in the restaurant, how she was being distracted by this couple who weren't happy about the meal, and they were also unhappy because there was children running around, and they were causing her some anxiety, I could see, and, you know, a little bit of grief. And then I asked her, can we pray for you? And we ended up praying for her and, you know, commanding these things off her, like these words spoken against her. But to make a long story short, to be ready in season, out of season, because, you know, wherever you go, the Holy Spirit is with you. Now, I don't know why this time we prayed for her. Linda said she was our waitress one other time, but I don't remember. And that's just it. We have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We could go to a restaurant 99 times, but that 100th time, maybe you're at the right place at the right time to pray for somebody. You just got to be ready for it. And I just want to encourage people that you carry the gospel, the words of truth with you. And make a long story short, then we ended up tipping her exceedingly and above what we normally tip. And because we wanted her to know that we cared for her. And we didn't harp on anything she did wrong. We just blessed her. And that's just it. You know, we're ministers. We should be blessing and not cursing. And sometimes we bless a little bit more than normal only because we seek God about it. That's what Linda and I were doing. We were seeking God. You know, should we give her, you know, $5? Should we give her $6, $7? And we ended up giving her a little bit more than that. So you don't need to know the amount. But you need to seek God on these things is what I'm trying to tell people. Because, like I said, you have divine appointments that you have to be ready for. And through the unction of the Holy Spirit, like I said, you might ask somebody, hey, how's it going today? Or they might say the same thing to you. That might be the open door. And it depends what comes out of your mouth. And just be led by the Spirit. I want to encourage you. So I'm going to ask Linda if she had anything to say. Okay, then we're going to go to the first caller. Give your name and where you're calling from. 919-292.
Hello, this is Shaquella, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
It's hard to hear your name.
Shaquella.
Shaquella?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay, Shaquella, I'm going to just put your phone on mute for a minute, pray for you, and then we'll get back to you and give you what the Lord shows us. Then we'll start talking after that, okay?
All righty.
Hey, Shaquella, the Lord is showing me you're on a beach and you're filling the beach pail. You have a beach pail and a little beach shovel, and you're filling the bucket and you're building a sandcastle. But the problem is that the sandcastle, when the waves come, it washes it away. And I feel that the Lord is saying to build your foundation on solid ground, that where the storms and the waves, know who you are in Christ. Know that God's promises for you are yes and amen. And if it's in His word, and His word cannot come back void, and that His promises for you are for today. You have to stand on that. You have to build that faith. You know, just keep speaking the word to yourself, affirmations of the word. I can do, you know, for instance, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God did not give me a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. He's not a man that he should lie. His word is for me, and I receive it in Jesus' name. Just keep saying those affirmations. And the Lord, as you do that, that sandy foundation is going to become concrete, and nothing is going to destroy it. And that's what I'm saying.
Seeing Emerald Coast, and then I said, Lord, what do you mean Emerald Coast? And then he said, Emerald. And I go, okay, what's Emerald? She's really not even an emerald. She's a diamond in the rough. In other words, the things that are going on in your life are, some of them are, God is trying to perfect you by letting you go through it. Not that he put it on you, whatever you're going through, but he wants you to rely on him while you go through it. So I always say, if you're going through hell, keep going until you're out of it. And the Lord is saying, I'm the one that takes you out. I'm the one that's in the boat with you when the storm is around here. Trust in me, says the Lord. And that's what I'm hearing from the Lord. And I'm going to go ahead and ask Mary or Gary to see if they have something for you. Mary and Gary, if you have something, go ahead, unmute, and go ahead.
What comes to mind is a passage out of Psalm 56:8, and it is that God knows all of our sorrows and all of our troubles. And Psalm 56:8 says, you keep track of all my sorrows, you have collected all my tears in your bottle, you have recorded each one in your book, meaning that God knows your every need. And that Jesus is a friend closer than a brother. And as we work through the stages of something that's happened in our lives, we finally come to a point of acceptance, and we want to be at that point in hope by faith in acceptance. And God bless you. That's what I am. Thank you. Brother Jim?
Does Mary have anything to say?
Not right now. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to unmute.
Wait a minute.
Oh, you got something, Elflin? Okay.
I just want to strongly, you know, we all go through these trials and we say, well, God, where are you? You know, he said he'll never leave you and forsake you. When I was going through hell, I didn't want to camp out there. So I, you know, and I remember telling Jim, if I didn't have Jesus, I don't know how I would get through it. Know that he's taking you through it. But I wish somebody would have told me, you know, keep speaking at positive affirmations through the word. Pick scriptures that jump out at you for your situation, because it doesn't matter what you're going through. It's in there. And speak it over your circumstances and speak it over your life. And, you know, he'll get you through it. He'll get you through it. It's like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. And they said, we see a fourth man, the Son of God. You know, he's in there with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's taking you through. They didn't get to escape it. They went in it with God. And he took them and he protected them. And they came out more on fire for God than before, because he got them through it. So those trials that we go through are not to, you know, they're to build muscle. It's like when you go to the gym and you lift weights. If you want to, get stronger, you have to increase that weight. And sometimes you get sore afterwards, but that soreness eventually goes away and it becomes easier. Okay, so that's what I wanted to say. So is there anything we can pray for you about?
Yes, ma'am. First, I want to say thank God for each and every last one of you guys. That was basically confirmation. And I know that, you know, God is using you guys to speak that to me, because it's like where I'm at right now with everything that's going on. I would like for you guys to pray in regards to transportation and housing.
We had a word, Jim. Mary had a word.
Yeah, yes, go ahead.
She's going through a refinement right now, like gold being tested in the furnace. It's something that needs to break off of her. It's something that she knows about that she's been kind of wavering back and forth on. I think she knows that it needs to leave her life, and she's having a hard time letting it go. And that's what this is about right now. She's going through a refinement.
Amen.
Amen. I was seeing the same thing because I was seeing Moses and the people that when they left Israel and how they, you know, they were murmuring, they were griping, they were looking back. And the Lord is saying not to, to waver, not to be double-minded. Just keep on task, keep on focus. Like Linda and Gary were saying, we need to look what God says about the situation and not look back, not try to fix anything, but give it to God. And go ahead, Linda.
I feel the Lord saying to you to guard your ears because you have people speaking. This is the impression I'm getting now, that you have people speaking like Job, the story of Job where his friends told him to curse, you know, his wife told him to curse God and die, but his friends were telling him that God left him and forsook him and, you know, give up on God, just forget about it. It's not the truth that the enemy knows where we have our weakest links, and he goes for it. He uses people around us, and you just have to know, you have to shut your ears to that. You might have to separate yourself from that. You know, it's better to be alone than to have, you know, word curses placed on you, through you, and they're faith robbers. If Jesus had to take all unbelief out of the room to raise that girl from the dead, so much more when we're going through trials, we have to separate ourselves from unbelief and know what God says for us, because he has a plan and a purpose for you, and he wants you to fulfill that. Now, you have to stop cursing your seed. You have to stop building that castle on sandy soil where those, every time there's a trial or tribulation or circumstance, you let those waves obliterate it. And God says that when you build your house on a strong foundation, nothing will be able to destroy it. So, you know, it starts today with you. You have to decide, am I going to look back to Sodom and Gomorrah? Am I going to look back to those things God told me to give up, or my old life? Am I going to hold on to a piece of it? No, you should let go of it. You let go of it, and you let God give you something new. Let God take you today into your destiny. So what Mary was saying is that you're holding on to something. And if when you, that's, there's a spiritual connection to that. That's something that you're bound to, that the Lord doesn't want you to be bound to. Then you, the only way to disconnect that is to, you know, to forsake it. It's like somebody giving up cigarettes or alcohol. It's whatever it is, you have to disconnect from that and not look back like Lot's wife.
Amen.
Okay?
I receive
yes.
It.
Now, yes. And that happens to all of us in our Christian walk. We're not picking, it's not like we're picking you out. It's because, you know, you came for the prophetic word and for prayer, and that's a blessing because I didn't have that. Most of us didn't have that avenue where somebody was going to tell us that, because that makes it that much easier. Now you know that you have to, you know? So yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, Lord, we ask you to make a way where there seems to be no way to her, that you would help her with her faith, Lord God, and that you give her hunger like never before for your word, and that you would quicken scriptures to her specifically for what she has need of, to speak of, to do spiritual warfare with, and that as she does that, you are going to open up windows of heaven that pour out your blessings and your provision. All the answers and promises are in that obedience, and we pray that for her right now, Shakola, know that God loves you. Know that his promises you, yes and amen. And know that he's not going to leave you homeless or transportationless. As you give your life over to him fully, God's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. And he's not a man that he should lie. And he's done it for others. He's no respecter of persons. And thank you, Lord, that you are no respecter of persons. Thank you, Lord, that you are making a way this day and that you're going to do a suddenly in her life. I just feel that the Lord's going to do a sudden work in you. As it's going to be when you lay down that and you repent that you were holding on to that, whatever you're holding on to, you ask God, you tell God you forsake it, repent of it. You know, you should repent of it. And then, walk forward in God and watch him answer your prayers for your housing and your transportation. And it's going to be suddenly when you do that. And thank you, Lord, for that suddenly in her life. Thank you, Lord, you're the God of provision and that you answer her prayers. We expect a testimony of your miraculous working power. Yes, in Jesus' name.
Can I say something real quick?
Amen.
Yes, please. Please.
Okay. What I was getting was that God never asks you to give up something that he doesn't have 10 times better for you once you do it. And Linda's right about the suddenly, because that's what I was getting too, that when you make up your mind to finally let this go, your situation is going to change within hours. You're going to be so shocked at how fast it happens. And you'll say to yourself, I should have done this a long time ago. I could have saved myself a lot of aggravation. So just know that God's not asking you to turn your back on something or give up something that he doesn't have 10 times better in store for you the minute that you decide that you'll do that. And, you know, there's a saying, too, that the hand that's open to give is also the hand that's open to receive. So look at it that way.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Wow, I thank God for each and every last one of you guys. Really do. I needed to hear everything that God had you guys to speak to me tonight. So I thank God for each and every last one of you.
And we praise God for you too. We thank you for calling in and trusting us to deliver the word of God to you and love and mercy, because we don't want to see anybody bound by Satan trying to distract us and get us off course. That's why we have PGN to help us move in the directions God wants us, not in our flesh, but in God's direction, in the spirit. And that's what we're trying to encourage everybody here who's listening. And just not just for you, Shakol. There's people going through very similar things that you're going through. And hopefully they'll understand the message is for them too. And is there anything else we can pray for, Shakol?
I think that's about it.
Okay, well, God bless you. We're going to go to the next caller then. And I'm just going to silence your phone, but feel free to listen in and be blessed.
Okay, thank you. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Be blessed.
Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Let's see here. Three one seven eight nine three. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Randy from Indiana.
Hey, Randy.
Hi.
Hi. Good to hear you from you. I haven't heard from you for a while. We're going to put your phone on mute, and then we're going to go and pray, and then we'll deliver what the Lord shows all of us, and then we'll talk. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to put my phone on mute and just pray and see what the Lord shows me. Okay, Randy, I was seeing a clock, and then I saw all the hands started spinning real fast. So I believe something is quickly coming. If it hasn't already happened, like I said, I saw the hands of the clock moving super fast. So that's what I'm seeing. Linda, you have something?
Actually, I saw you walk through a door, and I saw it flip. There were two doors, like one door and then about 4 feet away, another door. And I saw you first had to walk through one door. When you did that, the other door, that the original door that you came through, shut. So, and then I heard the Lord say, when one door opens, another door closes. So I know God's doing a new thing, but he'll only do that new thing, I believe, either it's already happened or it's going to happen when you give up what you've been tethered to. You have to cut those ties, let go and let God. Yes. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Do you have something? Go right ahead.
We're in prayer for that right now. So not right now.
Yeah.
Wait, Mary's got something.
Well, just, you know, give me a couple minutes.
Give her a couple minutes, and we'll come back.
They can talk.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting, and I'm not going to – we don't want you to talk yet because Mary's speaking. When I thought that I might give the message, I didn't really think I had a message, but now with these two – you and the other caller, I'm realizing I did get a message. And it's basically about God calling you people to different paths than you thought that your flesh wanted to go on. But God wanted, he's asking you to do some things that you're not obeying God to do. Give up certain things that you're not giving up. And I don't think that there's a coincidence there that I felt that, because when we came to Pensacola, we were resistant. We did not want to come to Pensacola. It was not our pick. But God, I prayed, you know, and I said, Lord, if you're going to have to confirm this, because, you know, and I'll obey you, but I have to know that it's you. And Jim went to church, and the pastor's wife was preaching on a Wednesday night. And I called home, and I was at work. We worked opposite schedules, both worked for the airline. And I asked him, did you get a word in it? Because I was praying that he would get a word to confirm. Because I heard move to Pensacola, but he didn't really hear that. But he was going to, you know, he was willing to go because he didn't, you know, okay, if God told you. But he prayed, and we both prayed and fasted about it, and we didn't get anything counter to that. Well, go ahead and you speak, Jim.
Yeah, I prayed and fasted, and I put out a fleece. I said, Lord, anybody who I talk to talks about Pensacola. If I get a bad word about Pensacola, we don't have to go there. And after 21 days, all I got was good words. So I told Linda, I'm convinced. And she said, well, when we go to church Sunday, you got to get a word from the pastor. Pastor preaches, says, if God's telling some of you people to move to Pensacola, move. So I looked at her like, is that good enough? She goes, no. He could have been just talking about going to the revival. So anyway, that Wednesday, she was flying out to L.A. or someplace, and she called home because she said, I had to get a word from tonight when I went to church on Wednesday. And when she called home, I said, yeah, pastor's wife preached. She said this, God is telling some of you people to move to different cities. You're not listening. So then we knew we had to move there. Mary and Gary, if you got anything, go ahead.
Yeah, Mary has the word.
Yeah. Randy, I was seeing you standing on the edge of a wheat field, and there's a wind blowing, and the wheat is kind of going in two different directions. On one side, it's blowing one way, and on the other side, it's blowing another way, and you're standing there. But there's a very clear-cut path down the center of the field, and it's a very good crop. That's the thing. The wheat crop that I'm seeing is really a very strong, very good crop. And so I think what the Lord is saying is you can't really make a wrong decision. You need to make a decision, but he's going to bless whatever you do. whichever way you go. It's really your decision to make, and he's going to bless whatever you do. So I don't think there's any wrong decision for you.
Thank you.
Gary, yeah, Gary, you have anything?
I know that sometimes we make decisions that we think God is directing us to, and it turns out that maybe it's a decision that we made without confirmation. So, Jim, in your case, you had confirmation. You prayed for confirmation. You pray that God would confirm the direction that you should take so that you knew that you were actually listening to his will for your life. And I think that in faith, it's important to have faith, but the question that I would ask, or that should be asked, is what is your act of faith? And by that, we mean that it's important that prayer accompanies your faith. Prayer is the activator of our faith. It's an act of works, if you will, that you believe God and the promises that he has made. So it's important to have faith, but it's also important to pray, because that unlocks promises of God, if I could put it that way, and providing us with the direction that we need to go. So it's very important to pray. And we might have faith, but it's important to pray, because prayer is that activator that we need to make sure that we actually are given the direction we need, the confirmation that we need, in the direction that we think God is leading us. So that's what I had.
I'm going to go ahead and unmute Randy's phone here.
Okay.
I hope that meant something to you, Randy.
Yeah, I can't hold on to my home anymore. I had to move out there on the 26th. They took it over on the 27th, so I'm basically living in my car. I stayed at a hotel a few nights, but I can't afford that every day, so I can't hang on to that, even though I'd like to get the house back somehow, some way, just because it's my home and all that. So, I just really need a financial miracle or something to get a better place or that place back somehow or something. But I listened to everything everybody had to say, and I can't remember his wife's name, but that was good about the decision, because I always wonder, about just like you guys, when you had to move to Florida, about your decisions. And I'm like Linda there. I want to be for sure, some kind of word that confirms it. But, I'm not having any kind of feeling that I should be moving. I feel like I'm supposed to stay in the same area. It's been my home for almost 13 years and been coming in this area ever since I was a little child. So, I'm just trying to figure out what to do now, because, this whole thing hit me so hard, my finances, and it cost me almost $1,900 just to move my things to a storage place, plus the money for a storage place and all these things. And then I stole big electric bill from what it was really cold in Indiana, that, and the water bill, and so on. And I'm just,
okay, Randy.
Yes, ma'am.
We get it. You're in dire straits, but here's the thing. Remember what I saw. You didn't comment on what I saw, and I saw a door close.
Oh, yeah,
and
I remember.
Another door. And God opens a door. And in other words, that door is closed. You keep looking back. And this is something that, it's like the other caller. I don't think there's any coincidence here. You're tethered to the past. These things that you have, I know what it's like to have your life in a dumpster. I know I didn't get to put my stuff in storage. I had a dumpster. And that was very hard. It was hard on the whole family. It was hard ripping. We had children. It was hard. It was watching them cry and be homesick. But we obeyed God. I'll tell you, I fell into depression. I'm telling you right now, and I've preached on this. You looked back. You keep looking back. You're not going to get the victory I looked back and I fell into depression. I preached on that in church. And, you know, there were people coming forward because people have to know. You know, there are people that lose everything in a fire. What happens then? They have to just start their life over. They have to reinvent it, you know. Yes, or a flood or anything. People have lost everything. You paid to put it in a storage. And I say you haven't given up the past. You know, that's a lot of money. You could have sold that. You're holding on to the past is what I'm saying. I just had to say that. Because I don't think I'm helping you if I don't tell you what I'm seeing.
Well, I mean, a lot of my things, like the furniture, it was like over 12 years old. A lot of stuff I couldn't have sold. So, plus I wanted, in case I had found another place to live, so I'd have some things, you know, to move to the next place. But, and then I was going to comment too when you were saying that, Linda, about what Jim said about the clock, the hands of the clock moving very quickly. And all that. That seems like some kind of good news there.
Well, like Linda said, we don't want to be tethered with the past. You know, there may be things like I said, we threw things in the dumpster. I threw my whole tennis bag with all my tennis rackets in the dumpster. And if you knew me, I was a tennis player, certified tennis instructor. I threw everything away. I got rid of the past. And some of the things we even gave away to neighbors and family. And some things, like Linda said, we threw in the dumpster. We had to start anew because how is God going to fill your hand until you empty your hand? Like, I think it was Mary said that, or Gary?
Yeah.
About
the hand that's open to give is open to receive.
Also follow up.
So I think just seek God about that.
Yeah, I mean,
if you can't sell it, give it away.
There was a lot of things there that I didn't even, you know, have time to get. I mean, I did leave some things in the house. I, you know, I wished I would have had time to take, but I mean, there was things I left. So I know how that feels.
Randy, there's a very clear path being laid for you, and your crop is going to be very abundant. So you really cannot make a bad decision. You really can't. God is going to bless this, and you just have to take that first step forward. You just have to take that first step, and I feel like you're hesitating. I see you standing on the edge of the field, and I see the wheat blowing, and I see a path being made for you, and you're standing there, and you're hesitating, and you really just have to take that first step. And when you do, God's going to meet you right there, and he's going to bless it, and your crop is going to come in abundantly. You have not lost anything that you're not going to get back multifold.
I appreciate that. I just was heard on the Christian radio about an hour ago about Job and how he lost everything, you know.
Read Job. That's right. With Job, the principle there. But you know, Job lost everything. But you have to just, wouldn't you rather have double for your trouble? I mean, you know, have it given back in greater abundance than you had before when you let go.
Yeah.
So be encouraged. That's a great message. That door closes. God opens another door. You know? This door is God's will. This is new beginnings. When a seed falls to the ground, it has to die before it springs forth into new life. And you know, you might be in a winter, but you're gonna have spring. You know, I mean, it's good news as
right.
far as I'm, you know, be encouraged.
Well, one of the things that was made it hard for me was because I had a word from one of the people there, not you guys, but another prophet, and that I wasn't going to lose my home or any of that. And then I kept hanging on until the last minute, and then it didn't happen. And, you know, unless God plans on getting that home back somehow for me or whatever, but I mean, if he doesn't, he doesn't. You know, I haven't turned my back on God. I mean, every now and then I'll complain about this or that, but which I know I'm not supposed to complain, but No, I just, you know.
That's right. You cannot just murmur. Do not murmur. That's right. But anyway, is there anything else we can pray for?
Well, just mainly I just, you know, need breakthroughs and just financial breakthrough. And I'd like my dad to be able to walk again and be able to get out of the assisted living nursing home my sister put him in. He's got diagnosed with cancer, you know, about 2 years ago, and then he had a bad fall and it did something to his leg muscles. I don't know what happened, but his muscle just got weaker and weaker, and his name's Forrest. And I'm just, like I said, I just could really use a financial breakthrough so I could get someplace to go.
Okay. Well, we're praying for Forrest, and we're praying for you, but you hear from God and do what God tells you to do about situations, and about the letting go, about the closing of the door. And just listen to this message again and see, God, what specifically do you need to do? And then wait on the Lord. Like I said, I didn't get an answer right away. I prayed and fasted 21 days. And then when I told Linda, she wanted another confirmation. And then after that confirmation, she wanted another confirmation.
Well,
so,
one
you know, we want to make you want to make sure that you're doing what God wants you to do. And if you got to open that hand and let go, then God can fill it. Just remember that. And
right,
God
been
has
thinking.
Something. You know, God has something better than you could ever think of.
Yeah,
but
I've been reading
this
from these
you
daily words where
it
says, "Open your mouth and I'll
okay,
fill it."
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and pray for you, and then we're going to go to the next caller. So I'm just going to put you on mute for a second. And right now we lift up his father. Go ahead. Do you have something?
Yeah, Mary has one more thing before we pray.
Sure, go ahead.
Hi, Randy. You know, we were talking about Job, and, you know, Job had lost everything in horrible, horrible ways. And at the end of the book of Job, we see that God restored everything double to him. But there was also something else that stuck out in Job when he was going through all of his losses and all of his trials. It was kind of funny because, not funny, haha, but, you know, through it all, he had lost his children, he had lost his possessions, he lost his home, he lost all these things. But for some reason, God left him with the nagging wife who said to him, just curse God and die. And you kind of look at that and you say, now, why did God leave that there? But Job's answer to that was, though he would slay me, yet will I still trust him. And so I would encourage you, I think, even as things are difficult and it's hard to do, that you praise God. Just keep praising him, because God lives in the praise of his people. And the more you praise him, it's going to push the enemy and anything coming against you out of the picture. Just keep praising him. Praise him for the small miracles. Praise him that, you know, you've got your car to live in, if that's what it's down to, you know. But just keep praising him, because that path is going to be made apparent to you very shortly. And just let him know you trust him, no matter which way he leads you, no matter how things look. Just keep your eyes on God and say, you know, I trust you whatever way you're leading me. I trust you, and I praise you for that way.
And I might add also, remember Daniel, when he prayed and his prayers were held up. There's spiritual warfare going on in high places. And although it appears that God is maybe perhaps slow in acting, or in our time frame anyway, the moment we pray, God hears our prayers. And there may be spiritual warfare going on your behalf that you're not even aware of right now. And it appears that maybe the answer hasn't come. And to all of us, many times it seems like the answer doesn't come soon enough. So we need to stand, as Mary said, no matter where we are, just continually remember the things that God has blessed us with, and constantly give him praise and thanksgiving, and stand on that he hears our prayer. When we stand in faith and we're sealed by his Holy Spirit that dwells within us, nothing can come against us, even though in the carnal world it appears that that's transpiring. So bless you, Randy. Thank you.
Pastor Jim?
Yes, yeah, so we're just going to pray for his father, Forrest, that we send our love and our mercy of the Lord upon him, that if he has any unforgiveness, to forgive, you know, get forgiveness. And then we ask God after the forgiveness, because with forgiveness comes healing. I've seen people get healed when they forgave, you know, were forgiven for their sins. And I don't know your walk, Forrest's walk with God, but like Linda said earlier, all this is promises are yes and amen. So whether it's healing or whether it's any other breakthrough that Forrest needs, the most important thing for Forrest is to know that he is saved. So we just want to make sure that he is saved in Jesus' name. And all glory go to God. Amen. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. And God bless you, Randy. Six, five, four, give us your name and where you're calling from.
Melinda from Texas.
Okay, Melinda, I'm just going to put you on mute for a minute, and we'll get right back to you. And after we give the word that the Lord shows us, we'll talk, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Melinda, I saw you in an open field, and I asked the Lord, is this a ball field? Is this, what kind of a field is this? And there was nothing on this field. It was just brown dirt, and way in the distance you could see trees, and it was, if you were to circle around, you would see nothing. And I heard, after waiting on the Lord, write the vision and make it plain. Without vision, people perish. So the Lord is telling you to seek him for the vision and to put it on your heart and to speak life to it. Go ahead, Jim. And it won't let
okay,
me... Okay.
Okay. I saw you... First, the scripture where this lady who has these 10 valuable coins, and she loses one of them, and she searches her house for it, and then she rejoices after she finds it. I said, Lord, what is this for Melinda? And he said, well, when she searches the scriptures, she's looking for that gem, for that gold coin. She's looking for that revelation. She's looking for what I have for her. And that's what the Lord is saying, is seek me. And then when you seek me, you will find me, and you will be joyous in finding me, because in the scriptures there's life. There's so much value. Like Peter and John said to the man at the beautiful gate where he was sitting there begging, and he thought they were going to give him some. He said, silver and gold I have not, but what I have I give unto you. See, that's the promise. That's the gold and silver, which is whatever God has for you. It's not a tangible thing. It's a spiritual thing, and that's what the Lord is saying for Melinda, for you to search out. And Randy,
I just wanted to expound on what I said, because when I said, like, okay, the Lord is saying you need to seek him for the vision, there's ways to know what has God impressed upon your heart. What has he given you a heart for? For me, it was, I can't stand to see anybody bound by the devil. I can't stand sickness, things like that. So whatever you really, what irritates you, you are called to be the solution for. So if you see people that don't know Jesus, maybe you're called to evangelism, that kind of a thing. So that is the vision that God gives you, that you write it on the tablets, because he puts it on your heart. And then you give it life by speaking life to it and by activating it by faith. So that's, I just wanted to add that, because it can be confusing otherwise. Mary, Gary?
I saw something similar to what Linda saw, you in a field. The field I saw, it looked like a battle had taken place there. It was ripped up a little bit, and the battle was over, and you had come through it. And the path that was before you was actually quite pretty, and it was like God was rebuilding things in your life, and that you just need to move forward and not to be afraid of anything, because he makes all things new. That was what I was seeing.
And I was reminded of Isaiah 44:3, in seeking the things of God and the heart of God, for I will pour out water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on you. So God will pour out his Holy Spirit upon you. And all we need to do is ask in faith and again in prayer. In faith and steadfast prayer. And continue to seek knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and discernment. And coupled with prayer, of course, is the study in his word, so that we're knowledgeable and so that we're not deceived. So that barren ground that maybe was barren will be watered by the gift of the Holy Spirit, which he says, I will give you what you need when you need it, through faith, obedience, and prayer. So blessings to you.
Okay.
That's what I hear.
Okay. Praise God. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open your mic. Let me open her mic.
Okay.
Okay, Melissa, you're on, or Melinda, you're on. I hope that meant something to you. And is there anything else we can pray for?
Yes, just freedom and how to be consistent. Because I feel like, you know, I'm not consistent. Yeah.
Consistency, the reason you're not being consistent, I believe, what I'm saying, is because you lack that vision. Because when God gives you that vision and you write it upon your heart, you're consistent. You're fixed like flint on God's will for you and God's promises for you. So you need to write that vision and make it plain. You need to seek the Lord. What he's put on your heart, you need to write it upon your heart, and you need to water it with the word. And speak it with your mouth, and you're going to see that desolate field be rich and fruitful. And now, what in particular do you need deliverance from? What's going on?
It's a lot of stuff. But I guess it's mental anguish, just fear,
okay.
Anxiety,
okay.
Just all of the above.
All right. Okay.
Some things, so just give us a minute, and all you gotta do. Okay, Melinda.
Yes.
Okay, just listen, and we're gonna come against some things that are hindering you. Okay.
Okay.
We bind the spirit of fear, and we command it to leave you now. We cut its chains and its fetters and the shackles of fear and all those demons that are attached to fear, the demon of anxiety. We break your chains and fetters and any shackles, and we command you that anxiety to leave. Double-mindedness, we cut you up, and we command double-minded spirits to go. Any spirits connected to the double-minded spirit to leave her now in Jesus' name. And we come against the octopus spirit. We cut you up and command you to go. Squid demons, we command you to go. Cockatrice, we cut you up and we smash your eggs and we cut your webs and command you to leave her now. Python, go in Jesus' name. Python, we cut your head and tail off. We cut you up and we command you to go. Trauma, go. We cut trauma up and command trauma to leave the way you came. We cut your chains and fetters and all those shackles and the demons attached to trauma to go. Trauma, leave. Your job is to just take a deep breath and exhale and just let these devils leave you and let these demons go in Jesus' name. We come against all you snake demons. We cut your heads off. We cut your tails off. We cut you up in pieces and command you to go. Leviathan, go. We cut your head off and tail off. We cut you in pieces and command the Leviathan to go. You sea spirits, marine spirits, you know who you are. We command you to leave her now in Jesus' name. We cut you up and command you out of her now, out in Jesus' name. Vipers, go in Jesus' name. Confusion, go. Double-mindedness and confusion, go. Double-mindedness, go. Confusion, go. Mind control spirits, leave in Jesus' name. Mind control demons, leave her now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you go. In the name of Jesus, fear, 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 go. Fear, leave. Fear, go. Go, fear. Leave, fear, go. In Jesus' name, fear goes. In Jesus' name, you leave. Do you have anybody that you need to forgive? I ask you to, forgive them now, because unforgiveness is tether, and you don't want to be tethered to these devils and these demons. So do you, Melinda, have any unforgiveness at all?
I don't know.
Lord, we ask you to reveal if there's anyone that you want Melinda to forgive. Reveal it to her now in Jesus' name.
And it's okay to say, Lord, forgive me for anybody who I don't know I should have forgiven, because that's unknown.
Yeah.
This way we make sure you're not tethered to anything.
Okay.
Just ask the Lord to forgive me for anybody who I've offended, knowingly or unknowingly. Anybody who I've hurt, forgive me, Lord. And that's what I do every time I go to bed. Before I go to bed, I ask the Lord to forgive me for anything I might have done. Because I might not have done it on purpose, but I could have still done it by just saying something or by somebody perceiving I gave them a look. And it got on them and it got on me because I offended them. So I don't want any offenses. I don't want to go to sleep with any offenses on me. So every night I pray that. And I just want you to do the same thing. This is for everybody who has any kind of deliverance. Make sure nothing holds on to you. Or has an open door. Linda, you have anything else?
Has the Lord quickened anybody to your mind that He wants you to forgive? I mean, it goes back to childhood.
Maybe an aunt, maybe. This is not the first time I've heard that about unforgiveness. I didn't know, you know what I mean? And I guess I can hold grudges, and I just didn't really think nothing up. I don't know. I wasn't 100% sure, but I'm thinking it's an aunt, because this is not the first time I've heard that. I'm like, unforgiveness? I mean, I talk to her still, but I probably still have, like, a ill will towards her, but not so bad. But, you know, it's just aggravating, and, you know, it's hard to let go.
Listen to me. This is what I tell people, because this is a core issue for everything, all the promises of God. It's the core issue. And when you realize it's the core issue, it's not hard to do. Because you know that, listen, this is the thing. It's not like I haven't gone through stuff. I'm not going to rehash it because I've forgiven it. But I have gone through things in my life that would surprise some people. But I have forgiven, and I learned even before I became a Christian. And this is what, this is a spiritual principle that Christians haven't even learned, a lot of them, is that unforgiveness hurts the person with the unforgiveness. It doesn't hurt the person you have no forgiveness for. That doesn't hurt them in any way. It hurts you. So you're hurting yourself. It's like, and not only that, if you don't forgive, your Father in heaven doesn't forgive you. And it's His will. So if you submit to the will of God, you're going to forgive. And it's not a heart issue. It's an obedience issue. And that's what people don't understand. They're waiting for the feeling to come. And this is what I tell people to pray. Yes. And it doesn't come, right? Because, you know, the devil is operating through that. So you break that spirit by saying, Lord, I make a decision to obey your word to forgive my aunt. And so I'm going to obey you, and I forgive them. I ask you, Lord, to change my heart. Let me see my aunt through your eyes. See her as you see her. See her as you wish me to see her. And then you pray a blessing on your aunt. And their spirit, that's a form of spiritual warfare. So if you're willing, do that right now.
Okay. Let me begin. God, I pray. I forgive. I'm going to say her name, my aunt. It's your will, Lord. God, I pray, Lord, I let that thing go. I pray, Lord, that you would bless her and keep her, Lord, all the days of her life, Father God. I pray, Lord, that it's not what I feel, Lord, it's what you want, your will, and my feelings will line up eventually. Lord, I pray that she will have a good, long, prosperous life, Lord, and the number of her days, Lord, you will fulfill, for you're the Lord God, Lord, that wants her well, blessed, and prosperous. Amen.
That was fantastic. That was awesome. And that was just dynamic. That's wonderful that you did that. Everybody should be listening to this because we could all learn something from that prayer. That was amazing. You know, I feel that God's going to bless you there.
Yeah, when you were doing that, I just saw chains and fetters being destroyed and burnt up because when you asked, you forgave her, now the Lord says, now I'm forgiving you. And that's mm-hmm. why the enemy can't have a hold now because you're forgiven. So praise God. You're going to notice things different. Linda, go ahead.
Anybody else that the Lord quickens to you as the days go by, just be quick. Do the same thing you just did. I mean, I had to go back to grade school teachers that word cursed me. You know, I'm not kidding because they did damage to me. I mean, what they said, it was very damaging. And so I realized like, okay, I got to forgive them. Okay. Well, that person's dead. Oh, but I forgive them, you know? I just don't play around with that because people that have cancer, it causes unforgiveness is a cancer in itself and it causes mm-hmm. sickness in the body and the spirit of infirmity latches on. So we're going to come against that. So we're going to keep doing the deliverance now, but, know this, that whenever you get that quick into your mind, I'll give you an example of how the Holy Spirit operates. I'll be in a store and I'll look at something and I'll brush by it and say a piece of clothing will fall to the floor. I keep walking. Well, I didn't do it. And I go, okay, God. And I'll go back and I'll pick it up because obedience, I have to obey him. I have to know, I have to be sensitive to his spirit. I mean, anything that you feel a little twinge about, you better obey God. And that's the same thing about a person that flashes to your mind, you know. And when you get sensitive to that, it becomes a way of life. And then you keep yourself pure before God and you keep those doors to the demonic closed.
Also, there's mm-hmm. a blessing on you when you – see, when we can be nice, Melinda, to people who are nice to us, right? It's real easy.
Yeah.
But when somebody is despisably using you or is cursing at you or just coming against you like hell's coming against you, when you say, I love you, it defeats the enemy because there's no defense against love. In other words, you're praying for them, then you go pray for them. You don't. In other words, you're not taking the offense. You're not rendering evil for evil. Now, that's when the true power of God, meaning it's like, I think the angels up in heaven are shouting and dancing when somebody is speaking evil to you, but you're speaking love because there's no defense against love. You're not taking the offense. So I just want to encourage when you do, somebody will come. I'm going to tell you, I've had it happen many a time where somebody gets in my face about something and I just pray for them or I say I love them and boy, it just blows their mind. Hey, Linda, you going to come against anything else?
Yes, I ask you, Lord, to have your angels assist us with Melinda and her deliverance in Jesus' name. We come against the spirit husband. We command spirit husband to leave her. All unnatural soul ties to go. We cut them up and command them to go. And as she forgives these people, Lord, that you would release, cut those bonds. We cut those cords and fetters. We cut those cords that are she's attached to the past. We cut them in Jesus' name. And we speak freedom. We take those false burdens off of her. We command false burden to go. False burden leave. The way you came in, you go to where the Lord Jesus Christ sends you in Jesus' name. Depression, go in Jesus' name. All fear has to go. All trauma has to go. You have been identified. You've been identified and you have to leave her. Spirits of infirmity, leave her now. Spirits of infirmity, go. We cut you up in pieces and command you to leave. You go the way you came in Jesus' name. You go to where the Lord Jesus Christ sends you.
If you feel like coughing or sneezing or something, we usually tell people, go ahead, cough a little bit to get it to come out. It's like starting it. And you may feel even tonight some relief if you do a little more coughing or, we believe that when a demon comes in, it has to go out the way it came in. So, I mean, I've literally seen, because people told me what happened, how it came in, and that's how it went out. So we're just believing that deliverance can happen immediately, because I believe the word of God is immediate, but there is sometimes it's a process. It happens in the hour. It happens in the hours, but it's happening. And just keep believing God and go ahead, Lynn.
We command Cobra to go. We cut off Cobra's head. We cut off Cobra's tail. We cut Cobra in pieces, and we command Cobra to go. Python, leave. Python, go. We cut you up and command you to go. You release and go in Jesus' name. Kundalini, go. Unwrap yourself from her. Cut your head and tail off. We cut you up in pieces. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Anxiety, go. We command anxiety to leave. Stress devils, you leave. Stress demons, go. We cut you up in pieces and command you, stress demons, to go in Jesus' name. We speak to your body to line up with God's word and be healed and be whole in Jesus' name. I have a question. Have you been connected to any churches that you think that you were in or that you joined or anything that has operated in something that didn't feel right with you?
Not that I know. I mean, the church that I'm with now, I don't think so. But when I was younger, my family, most of my family is Catholic. So it's a little different, you know what I mean? It's different.
We were Catholic, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. But the church that I'm with now, I'm with a good church. But the only thing that I can think of, if it's it used to be with the Catholic Church, and we would go, and you know how they have the Virgin Mary appears, and they go to Mass and stuff like that. That's about it. I can't think of anything else. I haven't been to a lot of churches. When I was Catholic when I was little, and then when I'm 40 now, but when in my 20s, I think I was 26 or 27, I joined the church that I'm with now. But there, I don't think it's – I think it's a good church. I can't see anything.
Okay. I mean, what kind of a church is it?
It's non-denominational.
Okay. Because there's some stuff that's been going around in charismatic churches, spirit-filled churches, prophetic churches, that they've been embracing, and it's called the Kundalini Spirit. And it's lying signs and wonders. The Kundalini Spirit mimics the Holy Spirit. I mean, there's a lot of people that are waking up to it. I just heard a video last night on YouTube, and this woman said that she was in marriage counseling, and this woman, she said she was in a church, and she would dance funny in the aisles and everything, and there was something odd about her. Nobody else acted like her. And the woman in counseling laid hands on her, and after that, she felt like her feet weren't touching the ground. She started laughing hysterically. They went to Walmart, and she was laughing for no reason, and she was acting like she was high, basically. And that is what's, it's a new age spirit. They've embraced the new age. The Kundalini is a yoga. It's connected to yoga, but it's a new age thing, and they're allowing it. It's like a Trojan horse that's come into a lot of the charismatic circles because they don't believe that Christians can have demons. That's why. But she said, I let my guard down. I usually say, if this isn't of you, God, I don't let it in. She was just very receiving. And then she renounced it and closed the doors because she did not like that feeling of not being in control. When I hear Kundalini, I get a warning because, I mean, we've been around that. We've been in that, okay? I've seen it all. Mm-hmm. I've seen the gold dust and the manna and the feathers, you know, her, being around people. And the Bible says, do not let anyone lay hands on you suddenly. Well, let me ask this. If Christians can't have demons, then why did the Word of God say that? That's good, Jim. We have to use that. But anyway, mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask you, because if I feel quickened in my spirit that you might have had something imparted to you, to just be careful who prays for you. And, you know, that's, I just have to go with what I feel impressed of. So I don't know where, you know, I don't really know. But there are, it's a, you know, you just have to be careful. But yeah, just be sensitive to the spirit and just, you know.
Oh. And, okay.
And do you pray in tongues? Do you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of tongues? Yes, I do. And that's always a great defense too, because, you know, you could always just pray in tongues and guard yourself, you know.
Yeah.
And also. Go ahead. I was just going to say, when you're in church or if you go to a prayer line and you say, Lord, if this is not of you, let them pass me up or you know, tell me and I'll leave the line. And people have watched the minister, you know, just walk away from them and just leave them standing there. And they go, well, thank you, Lord. That's all I wanted to say. Are you feeling any better? Do you notice anything different?
I don't know. I feel the same. I believe.
Okay. So you don't feel like. Go ahead.
No. I want to say like another thing that I would sometimes I throw up sometimes like it's just a mucus type thing.
Okay. You know what? Thank you for reminding me because I saw something that I forgot and I because I got sidetracked. I'm going to come against it right now. In Jesus' name, I command you snake demons to leave her stomach. You snakes, we cut you up in pieces. You snake demons, you leave her now. Snake demons, go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, you leave her now. In Jesus' name, go, go, go. You snake demons, we cut you up. You've been identified all the way up, all the way out. You leave her now. You go, you go, you go to where the Lord Jesus Christ sends you. Snake demons, you leave her now. You leave her stomach. You leave her now in Jesus' name. You go. You leave. You go. You go. You leave her body now in Jesus' name. Snake demons, go. Leave in Jesus' name. Spider, go. We smash you, crush you, command you to leave the way you came. Spider, go. Black widow, go in Jesus' name. We command you to go. Scorpion, go. We cut your head off and we cut your tail off and we cut your claws and we smash them and we command you to leave her now. Scorpion, go in Jesus' name. You leave in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and cough those, cough, take a big, just start coughing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I believe you're going to notice some relief, something different soon. So just keep doing that and giving thanks to God.
Because sometimes it's a process. Sometimes it takes time. But
yeah.
Is there something that the Lord is asking you to give up that you're holding on to? Tell us what it is. We don't have any need to know what it is. But I ask Lord to reveal to her right now if there's something that she's holding on to that she's supposed to give up. Quicken it to her mind and right now in Jesus' name. have you, I just see there's something in your house that you need to get out of your house. There is such a thing as cursed objects. I've told this before. Sometimes it's a book that you brought in. It could be a New Age book. It could be something about yoga. It could be something about feng shui. All these things are counted to the truth of God. It could be a charm. It could be something that was cursed object. You need to ask God to reveal it to you, and then you need to destroy it. But
okay.
Then I believe that when that happens, you're going to get freedom, because I saw something you're tied to, and then I heard object in the house. I mean, we had a comic book that we had to get rid of when our kid was little. It was so occultic. I used to read to the kids, and I went to read this comic book, and it showed like a Superman type thing where with the planets, and it showed a light, and it said, "I fell from heaven like lightning." And then it showed the superhero going to Earth and like taking its place on Earth. And it was so occultic. It was a kid's comic just in a, you know, candy store.
Yeah.
And I just stopped mid-sentence reading it to my son. And he's only 10 years old. And he goes, yeah, Ma, I see what you mean. And I mean, I couldn't believe it. And my husband came home and I said, look at this, look at this. So he goes to tear it up. It won't tear. He goes to burn it. And he almost blacks out. And when he finally gets it to burn, all these weird colors come out of it. So, do some house cleaning. Go through and ask God with the Holy Spirit, pray in tongues, anything that comes to your mind. Don't even hesitate. Get rid of it. And I believe that you're going to just destroy it. If you can burn it, burn it. But don't give it away. You have to make sure that it doesn't, if it's a book, tear it to pieces, burn it if you can. Don't let it get into anybody else's hand, because those are cursed objects. And now
okay.
We come against all ties to the Catholic Church. We renounce all vows made to the false idols in the church, the vow to the church. We cut them in Jesus' name. Renounce those vows. We renounce the vows made to the Catholic Church, and we cut them in Jesus' name. Now, Melinda, do you renounce all vows to the Catholic Church? You have to say, I renounce all vows to the Catholic Church.
Okay. I renounce all vows to the Catholic Church.
I repent of any idols I put before God.
I repent of any idols I put before God.
I repent of any prayers made to the Virgin Mary or to any of the saints. I repent of any prayers.
I repent of any prayers
made to the Virgin Mary.
Made to the Virgin Mary.
Or any of the saints.
Or any of the saints.
In Jesus' name. And I cut
in
those
Jesus
ties.
Name. And I cut those
I cut
ties.
Those ties. And I am free.
And I am free.
Thank you, Lord, for that freedom.
Thank you, woman. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Do you have any, like, old Catholic, like, crucifixes, medals? Anything like Virgin Mary, anything like that?
Well, I live with my mom, and she has, like, two statues in the front yard. She has one,
oh boy,
like, right by the house, and one, like, on rocks, sitting, like, it's made, you know, she got them, and, yeah, so she has, like, holy water, and she goes to, every now and then she'll go and, go to San Juan, and they have like a, I don't know if it's a main Catholic center or something. They go and pray for the weekend, and they come back and bring stuff. And they went about 2-3 weeks ago, and they got holy water and stuff like that. I mean, they're good people. It's just, you know, misinformed, I guess.
We're coming against Melinda. We're coming against these unholy objects, and to get freedom, you can't have them, you know, on your property because they can affect you. And I don't know how to tell you to, you know, get rid of them because they're your mom's, but maybe they'll accidentally fall over and break. I don't know. You know, I just know, but
yeah.
You can't have this stuff around you. I've seen it too many times where people, you know, had these things in. And once they got rid of them, destroyed them, they noticed they were set free.
And
yeah, I remember when we were younger, we would go to a place in Blanco, Texas, and they would have a Virgin Mary, and it would cry, you know, and they would take the cotton ball, and I remember me putting it in my shoe, getting it. Now I'm just remembering this, but I remember taking the cotton. They've given us the cotton ball, and putting it in our shoe, and doing the rosary and stuff like that. And it's really a big thing, you know. I try not to offend anybody,
yeah.
But yeah.
Well, like I said, that could be the open doors, and that's why we were coming against these things. They're none of them are what God says to do. Actually, they're opposite of what He says to do. So just like Linda said earlier, you know, pray in the spirit and go through the house and try to get rid of everything that you can possibly get rid of. And I know it's going to be hard, but just pray in the spirit and be led by the spirit. And hopefully you give us a call back and tell us about the freedom you got, because I know that freedom is right there, and you're going to notice some freedom, but we want you to have total freedom. And sometimes,
yeah,
like peeling an onion, there's a layer. And don't be afraid to call back for more prayer, for more deliverance. But like I said, you really got to go through all those, get rid of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mary, do you see anything, or Gary, anything else?
Well, what I had initially seen, but I didn't mention, was a carefree young girl enjoying life, running through a field like she had a costume on at a kid's party. Carefree, enjoying life, and without a care in the world, so to speak. And I think with what's been discussed here, I see that in your life. And so we wish protection and blessing on your life and also on your family, and that God will move in your life so that you can also be a light to your family and break these strongholds on your family. Mary came up in the Catholic Church. She refers to herself, now this is nothing against people per se, it's the bondage, so to speak. She refers to herself as Catholic in the sense that she's recovering in the true word of God and in the things of God. And again, there are many good people, but unfortunately they need more enlightenment, if I can put it that way. And that comes through continued faith and obedience in the things of God, in seeking knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and discernment in His word. So, and there's a laziness. And that was the other thing I wanted to mention before we go. I know time might be getting short. And that is, as these things are revealed to us, we do have a part to play in self-discipline. Because once these things are revealed to us, we have a responsibility now, or accountability. And here we go. We come to not only faith, but we are now acting in obedience, which is faith without works is dead. So we're taking the action to put our faith into action through this discipline in continuing to seek out the things of God and those things which are not of God. So that's what I had for you tonight. We wish you to be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, if everybody's done, we're going to go ahead and... Mary, you have something?
Mary, do you have
anything?
No. No, we just
okay.
Pray blessings. Thank you.
Okay. Then.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, then we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. And like I said, Melinda, give us a call back. We'd love to hear what's going on.
Thank you. I sure will.
Okay, God bless. I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute, and we're going to try to take one more caller. We only have about 10 minutes, and we're going to try to take one more caller. 214-415, give us your name, where you're calling from.
Barbara from Texas. God bless you guys.
Did you say Barbara from Texas?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Okay, well, we're going to put you on mute. We want to get you in before... our time runs out, so just give us a moment. Okay, Barbara, I saw the sun rising, and then I heard the Lord said, new day. This is a new day for you. And Wendy, you got something?
I saw you work in the field, and I saw, like, you were using these modern-day tools, like, not, you know, you're not using your hoe, you're not, you're using the big, what do they call it, farm equipment. So I believe that the Lord is giving you the tools and making it, because you have all the tools that you need, and it's, and his burden is light. You know, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And he's given you the tools and he's equipped you. And it's not going to feel like it's a burden to you. It'll be it'll be easy because the Lord is giving you everything that you need. And then he's anointed you for what he's called you to do. And that field is you're getting the field ready because it's going to produce crops that are going to have abundance, and the Lord's about to do something mighty in you. You're with the call those things. They're the farm equipment. You can tell I'm a city girl. You know, the big tractors and everything, and he's just making it easy for you, and your obedience to do that, it's just going to be amazing. He's about to do something phenomenal. It looks like nothing, but it's about to be really amazing, and that's the vision that I see. I think it's you're about to step into the miraculous. You're about to step into, and of course, crops being sold, and fruit, and healings, and miracles, and all good things. I think it's I don't know what he's going to do something fantastic. Mary and Gary.
Well, I saw her on a merry-go-round riding up and down on the horse, and it's time to make a decision to get off. She's had ups, she's had downs, and she's on an up cycle. And so now, again, putting faith in the Lord and taking that step of faith, because we have to step out in faith. And again, it's that act of confirming our faith when we make that step. So that's what I had. And Mary doesn't have anything right now. She's contemplating.
Okay,
so
I wanted to say, expounding on what Gary said, the equipment that I saw was not moving. So I think that's profound that you saw that, Gary, and then I'm seeing that she's sitting there, but it's not moving the equipment. And the Lord, I really feel I have to continue. The Lord is saying, get going.
Right. She's on the merry-go-round. She needs to pick a point to get off. And sometimes we enjoy being on the merry-go-round, maybe to some extent, because we're not sure when we get off. We know what we have, but to take that step and go forward, we're not quite sure of what lies beyond. So we need to take that step in faith. Mary,
you know what the Lord called you to do, and the Lord is saying, trust me and do it. And then you're going to start seeing, because obedience, your obedience to him is when you're going to start moving in the miraculous, because he's going to be using you for signs, wonders, and miracles. I believe that's what I'm seeing. Mary? You see anything?
Barbara, do you feel like when you pray, the prayers go up and then they just go thud? Is she there?
Barbara?
I can hear her. Hello. Okay. Now you can hear me?
Yes.
No, when I point my arrow and I point at the situation, the Lord takes care of everything. And so I am so overwhelmed with the prophetic word that you guys has given me, because I have my answer to go forward. I already have appointments lined it up, amen, to do different things Sunday. I have to go out of town to do it, but it's over 100 and something miles. But it's all good. That's the merry-go-round that he's talking about, because I had to make up my mind to drive and accelerate and go forward with it. So everything is lined up for me. And when I pray, things happen. And it's a blessing. And I get my answers. So when I pray, things happen.
Amen.
It happened instantly. So, no, I mean, it happened.
Yes.
I mean, it's
yes.
a right
the Lord
now,
has
God.
Anointed you. He has anointed
yes.
you. You are going to see signs, wonders, and miracles, the
yes.
likes of which is going to blow. Well, it's, you know, you have the faith for it, so it's not going to blow your mind, but it'll blow others' minds. You know what I mean? But the only thing you have to do is turn the ignition in the key and go, because everything is there. And it may not, I mean, to me, what I see, you have the equipment, you have all the tools, and that field is open. When you start working that field, it's just going to be amazing. I mean, it's going to be like thinking of almost like a go ahead, Jim wants to speak.
Yeah, well, when Mary was saying the, you know, asking about the prayers, you know, and going to heaven, and you see the instant answers, well, you're going into a different realm now, 100 miles away, and I think that is a precursor to make sure that you have the prayers ahead of time to make sure that they get through, because you can go into a different atmosphere where there's so much unbelief. Look what Jesus, you know, the problems Jesus had with unbelief. So I think that's just a warning to make sure that, you know, the heavens of brass are not where you're going to be at, and to come against them. Linda?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. That makes a lot of sense, Jim. I just actions. Faith with faith without corresponding action is nothing, right? So faith with action is everything. And as you get in there and you start working that equipment, that action is going to produce the Garden of Eden per se. I was trying to think, it's going to look like it's just going to be heaven on earth. But if you come against obstacles, you just have to do spiritual warfare ahead of time, prepare the way in the spirit. And because traveling, it's one thing if your heaven is open above you in that building, you do spiritual warfare. It's like, I know for the Brownsville Revival, John Kilpatrick talked about heavens of brass, and he just, through prayer, they would meet every week, and they would pray, and they pray, and the heavens were open, and it was amazing. But if you travel to some place that has heavens of brass, it's, you know, don't get discouraged. Don't be discouraged, because it's not about you. It's about that place. So you might be birthing things like planting that soil. I believe that's what I'm seeing. It's not just a field for where you're at. It's a field for where you go. So you may have to go back to that place. You start something, like you start a prayer chain, or you start weekly prayer there to pray for the heavens to be open above that place. And then you go to another place and you do the same. And that's like planting seeds. You're tilling the ground. And then when you go back, you're going to start seeing the miraculous, if that makes sense. Because, yes, the angels ascending and descending. So you might have to go there once and then get them started on a prayer regimen and then go back again. And then, you know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, yes, that's true. It's true. Yes, yes.
Is there anything else we can pray for, Barbara?
Well, I just know to keep prayerful minds, because I'm going to come in a different way that they haven't saw or heard. And so I feel like God is tilling the ground. He has to get it ready. And so once
right.
I start, and then keep coming and helping them, because they need the help. And so I got to do it, and it's a must. And so I told the Lord, yes, I'm on appointments for once this month, but then it's going to open up to where I can come maybe every other Sunday or something, and do maybe every Sunday. So who knows how it's going to work out. So
well,
I just thank God
it's
for confirmation.
Day.
Yes, I
Amen.
Thank God for the confirmation, and I'm ready, and I have the car to go in it and take care of God's business. So I thank God for the finances.
As you were speaking, I saw the Lord put a sword in your hand. The angel of the Lord put the sword in your hand and is sending you out. And so you're going to do spiritual warfare and come against those religious spirits. Those are religious spirits that are hindering the moves of God. They've always been there. They've always been hindering the, you know, the truth of God to come through. And so I just feel that you're going to, you know, as you do it ahead of time too, prepare that sword and just speak the word and come against the religious spirits in those places. Because that's what I see. I see you, that's what you're dealing with is religious spirits.
And that's true. That's true. That's what it is where I'm going.
Okay, well, praise God. Is there anything else, Barbara?
Just the blessings of my
Barbara, you're going to be our last person.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
So you're going to be our last person to pray for. So you want us to pray for finances?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir.
And provision.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, before we do that, is there anybody else that has anything? Because I got to hang up in about 2 minutes before I pray.
No. We wish you blessing and protection and anointing in the work that you're doing for the kingdom. Be blessed.
Thank you. God bless y'all. Thank you. Blessings. Goodbye.
Okay, well, we're going to pray for your blessings, for your finances and provision, Lord. We give you thanks right now, for we're praying for that open heaven. We're praying for the angels that are ascending and descending. We thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Linda.
Arise, Deborah. I heard, arise, Deborah. I saw you like on a steed as Deborah in Judges. The Lord is calling you as a Deborah in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the Deborah anointing in her. In Jesus' name, that as she goes forth with that sword that you have placed in her hands, she's going to break those religious spirits over the houses, open the minds and eyes of the people. Thank you, Lord, that I see angels placing in your open hand provision. Thank you, Lord, that you're bringing provision to her and that you're making a way where there seems no way. You're just going ahead of her and breaking those religious spirits and opening the minds and hearts of the people, and that miracles will come forth, and that she will speak the oracles of God as a Deborah in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Decree.
Amen.
Thank you for sealing it,
yes.
Lord. Amen. We seal it. It's
well,
done. Amen.
You.
In Jesus' name. God bless
Amen.
You.
Oh, I'm excited.
Amen.
It's done, Barbara. Thank you. God
Thank
bless
you. Bye. Love you.
Love you too. And Barbara, Deborah, same thing, right? Gary and Mary, hey, that was a blessing. You guys are a blessing, and I can't wait till you guys do your own show, man. This was awesome. I hope
well,
you guys enjoyed it as much as we did.
Oh, we did, and it's a blessing, Jim, to Mary and I also to do the work of the Lord and to be an instrument of the Lord and to. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to be with you tonight. Thank you.
And, if you want to talk later, you can call later if you want. If you want to talk.
Sure.
And we're going to go ahead and end the show. This way Randy can get on. And so I'm going to end the show.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.